program is, just this last Wednesday, I was finally able to get clearance from our full board on all the arrangements that would have to be made here in the company. One of the things we have to do is to get an amendment to our pension plan that would provide against any prejudice to vesting rights in the event of military service, teaching at a college or university, or rendering a public service to the United States government. Now, under Internal Revenue regulations, unless amendments to pension plans are cleared, you stand the risk of losing your deduction for tax purposes. And since we contribute about $10 million a year, and that's tax deductible, we have to clear this amendment. We have filed, we've had our own counsel put it together, and to file a copy of the amendment with Internal Revenue, there's a man by the name of Sam Alexander up here in New York who handles all of these pension plan amendments. Normally what they do is accumulate them during the particular month they come in and then dispose of them during the first week in the following month. That is already on file with him, and we're hopeful that we will get a clearance in the first week in February. Now, we also have a clearance from our insurance carriers on a minor phase of the problem, so that's all behind us. And the directors of the company have indicated that they will make provision for terminal compensation and for past service compensation for me when I leave the company. Now, I, of course, will have to and intend to resign from everything here in the company, except that as to one company, the only way we can work out the problems that we have on the pension plan and on our group insurance, I will technically be on a leave of absence from that company solely for the purpose of permitting continued participation in the group insurance and in the pension plan, but the company will make no contributions whatsoever on my behalf. And not only that, but I will have no assurance whatsoever that the company will employ me again at the end of my government service. So I will be I'll be on my own, and I can either not come back if I don't feel like it, or they don't have to take me back if I feel like it, but they don't want me. So with these things now lined up, I think we'll get the pension plan clearance in about a week. This weekend, I'm going to complete the details on all kinds of readjustments I have to make, securities I'm going to sell, properties that I will have to put into some kind of a trust. A trust agreement is in the process of being drawn. It looks to me as if what I'm faced with is about a 3-week period, not over 4 on the outside, before, if you still felt that you wanted to do this, before my name could be sent up, and then I assume that it'd probably be about a week before I'd be confirmed, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it looks now somewhere around 4 to 5 weeks, with 5 weeks being the very outside limit, Mr. President.
Well, now, have you, is it, can we...
I should say one thing, because the action of the board was taken on this predicate, and that is that it was conditional upon my getting an opinion from the Attorney General on whether the arrangements that are being made comply with the statute. But that normally is done in any event, so while it's a condition, I don't anticipate that it's anything more than pro forma thing.
Could you look at these folks that we've talked about and talked to Macy on the general counsel thing and try to get some of these vacancies, kind of start selecting people that, so that we don't just have them murder us on having the whole place open?
Yes, sir. John did, as a fact, call me, and he told me of three names under consideration. I checked around enough to assure myself that they were people of reputation and ability, but beyond that I didn't go, and I told John that my feeling was that those positions needed to be filled, but I didn't want to have him feel that I was in a position to take any responsibility for them. That was the only thing. I wouldn't want to have some fellow that was selected by whoever made the recommendation to you, and then he turned out not to be someone that you were satisfied with, and I would have, in effect, sponsored him when I didn't know enough about him to be able to do that. But I fully understand that that department can't sit still, and that there are certain things that you will want to do and need to do, and I'm obviously entirely satisfied to have all those things go forward, Mr. President.
I wish there's somebody like Jerry. I know he wouldn't be available. I'm afraid he wouldn't because of his personal thing. But somebody of that type that you'd know and work with that would be good to...
Could I talk to Jerry and see if I can get him?
I sure would. I tried to get him to come to the White House, and I'd love for him to be undersecretary over there, or general counsel over there, or assistant secretary over there, or anything.
Possible that I might be able to do something, although I'm not, of course, sure.
He might make you an excellent undersecretary.
I think he would.
Political thing, he knows the Senate and the House, and he knows all those things, and be a wonderful experience for him.
Well, I'd like to have a try at it, and I'll get on that right away.
And I think you ought to have Macy go over the possible ones, and you look at them, and then look back over your own experience, who you work with at Justice, who's in some of your companies, and who's in some of your firms up there. There may be a Cy Vance type in Simpson Bartlett, or you know you want Eddie Jr. in some capacity, and we might start letting Macy recommend some of these people so that they're going to say that I've just got government at a standstill.
Well, I don't think they can say that. You've just made another cabinet appointment, and I think that one will be generally well received. I think that the public picture is that you're proceeding with a good deal of discernment and care, and that what you've done so far are things that that everybody needs to be and will be satisfied with.
Well, Dylan's telling people he's leaving, you see, and then I've got to announce this general counsel's resignation today.
Yes, sir.
And you don't let it come from me, but you shove with anybody you can, anybody that you would like to have, that, because you're the man I'm going to look to run the department, and I have no political folks that I want to shove off on you. I just want the best we can get.
You
try to find them, and I think it'd be a wonderful thing for Jerry. Of course, I think he's got a financial problem, but I don't know why it wouldn't be a mighty good thing for them.
Well, I would think it would, and I would think that they ought to be able to help, and perhaps I can do something on it. I'd like to try him and see.
Okay.
Mr. President?
Yeah.
I hope you'll forgive me for raising this. I think it's not in my interest, although I must say I feel a deep interest in it. But I think it has interests that go far beyond that. There's going to be a vacancy in the Lands Division.
Yeah.
And if you could see your way clear to put Eddie Jr. over there, I don't think you'd regret it. As a matter of fact, I think he can and would do a good job there.
Yeah. Well, I thought we had him settled. You were going to take him.
Well,
I told you about how I felt. And feeling that way, I think you ought to just tell them that you'll take him and shove him just as far as your conscience will let you shove him. I told you how much mine would let me. If I
could find a place there that required Senate confirmation, that's the thing. I think that Eddie Sr. would feel that, and probably with some basis for it, that something that was just an appointment of an employee like myself, rather than a presidential appointment, would leave him somewhat not chagrined but disappointed.
Well.